is Arjun, Narayan is himself Krishna. In very beginning of Satyuga, when world was created, they took birth in India and very hard austerities there. Narada was there. In Dwapar Yuga, Vyasadeva completed his all Purans, divided Vedas into four sections. He also made Vedanta, and writer was Ganesh. There are so many histories there. I have heard about Alps, but now I am in the midst of Alps. Perhaps it is the second greatest mountain in the world.
Questo è no, io arrivo a Monte Bianco, Bordua e Monte Rosa.
I'm so much happy to come here. My all daughters and sons are here. Especially I met the wife of Hayagriva Prabhu, Hayaswar Prabhu, and I become happy. She is very, very high class of devotees, because his husband went to Krishna. But she is so strong to tolerate all these things. I think at the time of departure, she has no problem at all. Very presently, he passed away. But I know that this rogue is very dangerous. All due to weak, no sense, nothing, so many problems and difficulties. But he has sought his holy master, and he always helped us in preaching name, writing books, translating so many books. He has association of holy master Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj, and in the last, he was bosom friend of mine. He has so much love and affection and honor for me, and he also had so much love and affection for me. He should be placed where he is. If he is anywhere in this world, he is a very high class of devotee, a braj devotee. And if he has, Krishna has taken him in braja, then he is serving in all ways. I want that you should all be very strong devotee like him. Very strong. Don't fall down like a scorned devotee. All are falling because they are offensive. You should be very humble and always remember Tena Dapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sarishuna Amanina Manadina Kriti, and try to follow it. try to follow. Don't quarrel to anyone, and especially among devotees. Never, never. Be always in the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Raghunath, in the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Now I should take rest because 12 hours traveling from Bombay here, there.
There's so much teaching in Bombay. Patura
Who brought you?
In memory of my Bhakti Vedanta Swami and my Bhakti Vedanta Narayana.
My sister.
Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhabhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah.
I offer my Dandvat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Holy Master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj.
At
my Dandat Pranam in the lotus of feet of my holy Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. He is my Shiksha Guru. In Western countries, he is known as Prabhupada. We have come to, I am very happy to meet you and to come to you to speak something about Vedic culture of India and to propagate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know that all the beings in whole world, even trees and creepers, ants, hogs, pigs, men and gods, all want to be happy. They don't want sufferings and sorrows of the life. Whatever we do for happiness. We don't want to suffer, so we want to remove our sufferings and sorrows of our life. We also know that we, whatever do, our medical science has developed so much. Our science has discovered so many things to make us happy. We know that our science have discovered so many ways of transportation and communication so that we can quickly, we can go anywhere and we can see, we can hear in a moment from very far away, even in England, America, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. So wonderful inventions have been done only to make happy. The reality is there that though science has been so much developed, medical science has so much developed that any organ of our body can be changed very easily. Also, if our anyone is blind, we can take eyes from a person who is going to die and then we can fit that eyes in that person and he used to see everywhere. So whole world now is in our mushti. The world now as a neverer. All world have become like a neighbor. Like all these things have been done only to make us happy. But this science has made a very big mistake that the love between husband and wife has gone away. The love and affection between father and son, father and mother, brother and brother, they have gone away. Anyone has no belief on anyone. Father has no belief in son, son has no belief in father. Especially, wife has no faith in husband, husband has no faith in her wife. Separate accounts in banks, everything separate. Inventions have no effect in our body that those who have taken birth in this world, they must die. Die, but they are bound to die. Going to be old, we don't want that our hair should be white, our teeth should be weak, but at the age of 100, anyhow, if you are not dying before, oh, body becomes so weak that without steam we cannot be. We cannot walk. And we'll have to go to old houses. Our sons, daughters, and others, they don't care for us when we become old. And we become here in this world, everything what we collected in this world, we give up this body. Nothing taken now. Where to go? From where we have come, we don't know anything. Dying, no sympathy at all. So no one is happy in this world. We can believe in, we can have some faith in dog. We can serve dogs because they are faithful. But we have no belief on our wife and husband. At any time, they can divorce, and very quickly they can give up. So no one is happy in this world now. You know that the president of America, who is the richest country, and we tell that, oh, very big civilization is there. But the president of America cannot control his mind and his lust. So his wife is so beautiful, young. But why he has so much lust for his office girl?
No obstante, ha sido una mujer atraente, inteligente. Lui ha sviluppato una relazione anche con la sua segretaria.
Earth, his lust, his all things. How he can control world or his very big nation? So if he want to be happy and to remove our difficulties and sorrow and suffering, we don't, if we don't want to be old, then we'll have to choose another path. First we should know that we are not physical body. This is like a cloth. When it will be rotten, old, we will have to give up. We will have to vacate this given by God as a gift. God has given gift to us this very beautiful body, beautiful this shape, young age, all senses. But if you are misusing, not realizing that I am part and parcel of God, you cannot be happy. Why we are, all the nations are quarreling? Why Iraq was invaded? Why now quarrels are, fights are going in Yugoslavia, here and there? Why we are fighting each other? If God is one without second and He has created, then why we are fighting? Have we invented anything to check all these things? Never. We have not invented anything. That love and affection should be to all. All beings. This is our religion. We are part and parcels of God. He is our master. We are His servants. Sons, He is our father's life. So all in this world, we are all like brothers and sisters. Not only in case of men. All the cows, all the hawks, pigs, cats, ants, trees and creepers has souls. And they are all part and parcels of God. If we are admitting this fact that we are part and parcels of God, we are soul, eternal soul, there is no birth and death of that soul. There are so many souls, but one is God. It may be that there may be so many gods and goddesses, But Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, without second. So we all have love and affection in our heart, in our soul. So we have some relation with God. You know that in Bible, in first chapter, it has been written that God created man after his own image. He has some shape, beautiful shape. As his beautiful shape is, he made all men after him. So beautiful shape. He is so kind and merciful. And he has so many appliances, wonderful appliances. He can quickly do anything. In God there are three letters, G O D, G generator, D O operator, and D destructor. So he has all kinds of qualities. And he has sprinkles, he has sprinkled so many qualities in us also. Now we have forgotten him, and that is why you are in the chain of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings. But if you will pray him, that, O God, O my Father, O my friend, O my beloved, O he will quickly hear. But some relation with him, a special relation. And we have now forgotten it. And that is we are now in the chain of, in endless chain of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings. You know that lions and tigers are very ferocious. But even they have some love and affection for their children and wife and husband. You know that cow loves their calves. They have nothing to take training in colleges and schools. Automatically, they have so much pure love and affection for their children. So much attraction than man also. Now in this world, we love anyone like a boyfriend and girlfriend, like mother and father, like anything. But these are not pure love and affection. Because we see that so much divorce in wife and husband. Why? If there is pure love and affection between them, no selfishness, then no divorce. But in Western country especially, it is so big problem that all are unhappy. Any son does not know that who is my actual father. Affection from their husband, their parents. So we see also some lust, like that love and affection between dogs and everywhere in the world. Also trees, they have some love and affection. So our religion, natural religion, is love and affection. But this love and affection will be pure if we can take off whole and affection and whole attraction from this world, giving up all desires and to offer in the lotus feet of Godhead. Love will be pure. And that time, in this world, you will be happy. You cannot kill an ant, a cow, hog and pigs. You have, then you can realize love and affection for all. Then real friendship will come. Then a Vishwa Prem.
Funziona il suo amore verso tutti gli esseri, questo puro amore che viene da e non bisogna uccidere, aveva detto prima, animali o fare del male a altri, perché non è il puro amore.
We know that Napoleon Bonaparte was so bold and so good fighter, general. He was so healthy, wealthy. He has beautiful wife and children, but he was not happy. So he wanted to control the whole world. He invaded Russia. He wanted to cross Alps and to defeat Russians and to control all. He thought that if I will control Russia, then I will control the whole world. Then I will be monarch of all. But he was defeated and he was drowned in the sea. So wealth cannot make us happy. You should remember. In India, perhaps you have heard that there was a very big king, his name was Raman. He had 10 heads, golden capital, all houses were of gold. He has so many beautiful wives. He has 1 lakh sons and
1.25 lakh
grandsons.
Grandsons.
But he could not control his lust, mind. He stole away so many girls. And at last he was killed in a moment. So wealth cannot give happiness. If you in this body realize that I am part and parcel of God, I should serve, I should always remember Godhead, then you can be happy really. Otherwise not. Never you can be happy. If anyone has no realization of soul and God, they are more wretched than dogs and pigs. We are not superior than them because always they are eating, mating and doing nonsense. If we are not realizing our soul and God, then we are not superior than animals. So, in this iron age, which is called Kali Yuga, we should try to chant the name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. It is so powerful. It can change our whole life. Sufferings will go in moment.
In questa epoca,
lives of thousands and lakhs innumerable have been changed by chanting this name. So powerful, then that you will realize in a few days that your life has been so much changed and you are now happy. So, sometimes before, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, one of the disciples of Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he came and he preached all over the world in no time, very soon. He preached over the whole world this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. He changed very soon everywhere. He wrote so many books. He established so many preaching centers, so many. And he was so kind-hearted. I have so much associated with him since 1947. We were bosom friends also. But I always treated him like my Shiksha Guru. In his last days, he called me and told that, please help my old disciple. Please give me my Samadhi temple. He told me also that I have preached over the whole world. But now, my disciples are suffering, lacking of association, good association. So please help them. And for that reason, to carry out his order, by his blessing I am coming and helping them. Wherever I go, thousands and thousands of persons listen to me, and they try to follow my teachings, which is coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. Only 500 years before, Krishna taking the beauty and internal modes of Srimati Radhika, he came in the shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach love and affection. Anyone can take chant name, anyone, in daytime, night time, in evening, on his bed, without taking bath, after taking bath, no harm. Any poor man can take it, wealthy person can to take it. Also, anyone, whether he is dying, whether he has some sense, he is going to bathroom, but yet he can take holy name of God. No need of giving so much energy. Very easily we can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All sufferings and sorrow will go away, and real happiness of life will come, and you will very easily cross the chain of endless chain of birth and death. And in heaven, in Golok Vrindavan, a very, very happy life will be there. So thank you that you have come and heard me. I will have to return to my destination. So much thanks to you that you have come and to hear me. Thank you so much, but I have no time now. Limited time. So I will try to come again and to speak something more.
अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sivaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
First of all my lakhs and lakhs dandavats from the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupas Shishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj.
Prima di tutto vorrei offrire i miei umili dandava, lakh e lakh di voti.
And also at the same time my lakhs and lakhs dandavats pranam in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupas Shishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada,
che noi qua chiamiamo Prabhupada.
We especially know Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, but now it is in Western countries he is well known by Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is well known by Prabhupada.
Generalmente noi
Vedanta Swami Maharaj took sannyas in Mathura by my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and he gave him name Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Tridandi Swami Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So we know him by that name. Also, my Dandot Pranam in the lotus feet of Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. I remember that we meet, I met him in perhaps 49 or 50, on the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda Prabhu met together on the bank of Godavari, and that is called Kabur. At that time his name was Narsingh Kaviraj Brahmachari.
A quel tempo il suo nome era Narasimha.
Narsingha Kaviraj.
Narasimha Kaviraj
Brahmachari.
Kaviraj means Ayurvedic
doctor.
At that time he was a boy, man of very young age. Age about 30. Not more than that. And my age was at that time hardly 25 to 26. At that time he was so energetic and serving all Vaishnavas. We with Guru Maharaj went in tour of South India where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. And we were about more than 100 pilgrims with Guru Maharaj. And when we went there, Kabur, oh, Narsingh Kaviraj Brahmachari, oh, he prepared so sweet preparation with his own hand. Varieties, so much varieties. And all were satisfied. My Guru Maharaj was so much satisfied. Brahmachari time.
And Saint Paul Ezra, they are Brahmachari.
He sat my Gurudev so much. And Guru Maharaj was so much satisfied by his service. So today Bhakti Vaibhavpur Maharaj was telling. Telling today that I wanted to take sannyas from him, my Gurudev. Also wanted to give him sannyas. At the time of Naudi Parikrama, they were ready to give sannyas and to take sannyas. But in the meantime, one very prominent disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Bhakti Sarvaswagiri Maharaj, he requested Narsingha Kaviraj that I have no sannyasi disciple. I want to give you sannyas. Go. So Guru Maharaj allowed him.
Guru Maharaj, he permits a consentee to start from the same
Puru Maharaj, for a beginning, that he was always serving the most senior sannyasis of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And all the prominent sannyasis like Bhakti Arlomi Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, all the prominent Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, all were so much satisfied by the service of Puri Maharaj. So this is the quality of a Vaishnava. Tina Dapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishrunana Manina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. I have seen all the qualities in Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. So when I saw that he has sat my Gurudev without any self gain, from then I began to honor him so much and we became bosom friends. Used to give him so much honor. You know that I met Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in the year 1947. And since he has so much friendship of with my Gurudev. Our Guru Maharaj was senior god brother of Param Pujyapad Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. When he used to go to meet my Gurudev, I used to serve him. I am also so much fortunate to serve. I am also so much fortunate to serve all the prominent sannyasi disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I came to my Gurudev. All prominent sannyasis like Giri Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, and all Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, all were there. And I used to serve them. When sannyas was given to Swamiji in Mathura Math. I was like a priest. I made danda and coffin, and I told how to take it. I think that I was senior sannyasi. I had taken sannyas about five years before than Swamiji. Swami Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj. And his name Guru Maharaj gave Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So in the drishti of
In the view of sannyas,
I was senior, but he was my siksha guru. So we were like brothers, both like God brothers sometimes. And he used to joke each other.